following program is brought to you in living color.
Let me show you how this is done. Hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, stick your nose in it.
Maybe some strawberry.
Oh, there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
When do we drink it?
Now. Are you chewing gum?
No.
Spit it out.
It's the Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. WTSO.com. Now, here's that little old wine drinker herself, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about our coming into its own happy little grape. Kent, you are trying to drive me insane.
Why?
You have got to get rid of that.
What do you mean?
You've got to kill that opening.
What, the one with Sideways?
No,
I love that movie.
The Sideways is fine. The what little old wine drinker herself.
You just don't get that, do you?
How lazy were you when you were putting this together?
I was trying to come up with new stuff.
Well, try again. That's just not going to fly.
Would you prefer that little old wine guzzler herself?
Just little and old is just not going to not going to get it.
You don't know the Dean Martin song, do you?
Not anyone that listens to us knows the Dean Martin song.
Let me find it for you real
quick. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Hey, to our listeners, I'm sorry. Welcome to the Wine Crush. Hope this isn't your first time listening, so you are not accustomed to this. Let's go ahead and put it to you. You come up with an opener. You come up with a title for me. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com.
Keep them clean. Keep them clean.
Send it to info@winecrush.com off our website. But something besides little old wine drinker herself. My God, I've got this vision of you at 84 years old in a rocking chair, shawl draped around it. You have your little finger out. You know, I was young. Stop it.
No, the next bumper I'm going to play is Dean Martin singing that song. You will have new respect for it.
No, I won't. I want something current. I don't think it's much. Hey, seriously, listeners, I want you to weigh in on this. How many of you got the reference to the Dean Martin song? And conversely to that, how many of you cared?
That little old wine drinker me. What's the matter with that? That's good. Hey, I got it.
Okay.
Here she is, the wine wench.
I'll take witch. I don't care. I'll take witch over little old wine drinker herself.
I said wench, but that's okay.
Whatever works at the moment. Contrary to popular belief, you have tuned into the correct station. Yes, you are listening to the Wine Crush. We are the song all about wine. We are everything about wine. And today we will get on track. It's actually a really good show to encourage you to go ahead and reach out to us. Facebook us, call us with any ideas or titles, because today's show is going to be about you, and I really want some audience participation on this. Over the last few weeks, we have bounced around wine list. We've discussed whether it was being the waiter giving it to the mail, whether it was how they were written, what goes into it, what's on it, what we need to do right. But do you know the important thing that we did not touch on? Is what is a perfect wine list? What makes a good wine list? And so in light of that, that's what I am turning over to you. I have spent the last 6 weeks neck deep in wine list and writing them, correcting them, spell checking them, proofing them, rewriting them, categorizing them, creating them. And ultimately it occurred to me, what does the general public want? I know what I look for. I know when I look at a menu and I look at a concept and I know what needs to be put together to make a complete program. But what are you looking for? What does the consumer want? What would make you happiest every time you went into a restaurant and picked up a wine list? I want you to think about that. And while you're thinking about that, get up on the website, winecrush.com, or go to our Facebook page and give us a commentary on what you think would make it best. Now, while you are thinking about that, We do have a great show today. We have Mr. David Minnick. He is of Willow Crest Winery and a VP of Preset. This is a man who's done just about everything. I'm sure he will have some interesting concepts on what makes a perfect wine list. So looking forward to him joining us later in the show. But before we get there, I do have wine recommendations for you today. And actually, it's kind of funny. And this all started again because of writing wine list. And I was looking for something different. I was having a hard time putting things together. And there's a certain Chardonnay. I really love Neely Chardonnay personally. And I thought, well, you know, can't do Neely. Allocations have been cut. This won't work. And then I remembered Varner has another label called Foxglove. And Foxglove does Chardonnay out of the Central Coast. It's 100% Chardonnay from Paso, from Los Alamos, Teplice, and just a whole bunch of great, great regions. Really coming out, really showcasing what Southern California can do. And there's like 30,000 cases of this produced. So if you haven't had a chance, Foxglove Chardonnay, this is one of the best by-the-glass, easy, laid-back drinking Chardonnays I have encountered in a long, long time. I'm embarrassed to admit I had forgotten it, but all of us agree. Foxglove Chardonnay, very, very reasonable and something that should definitely be gracing your summer tables as you go out and about. But when you start working on wine list on the professional side of it, ideally you're starting with a template. And your template is kind of like your architectural diagram on what you're looking for. And part of everything I was looking for, it would start with house. Meaning, what is the house wine going to be? What is the base tier wine going to be? And I'd play around with some different concepts, playing around with some different lists. And I started giggling and I thought, someone just needs to come up with house wine. Just say it on the label, house wine, whether it's for home, whether it's for a restaurant. And so I kind of looked into it and I was surprised to find that someone had already had my brilliant idea. So, of course, I had to run out and try it. And sure enough, there is a whole line of wines called house wines. My house is your house. The wine I tried was Steakhouse Cabernet. It's just very, I love it. It's a black and white label. You have to see this for yourself. White label, looks like a Sharpie marker went across it, Steakhouse. That's all it says. This wine is really, really good. It's what you look for in a house wine. You look for a wine that's true to its character. You look for a wine that's true to its varietal. Now, granted, there's a lot of fancy winemaking. There's a lot of fancy things that can be added in. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, you just want something that is going to be a crowd pleaser, whether you are just picking up a glass of Cabernet or whether you've been drinking Cabernet for 40 years. Doesn't matter. This wine does it. It is out of Columbia Valley, is Washington State, and we all know the great success Washington State has had lately with their reds. It has the blackberry, it has the woodiness, it has raspberry, has the black pepper, has everything you would expect in a glass of Cabernet, and to be honest, it is very, very reasonable. So I encourage you, go look for Steakhouse Cabernet out of Washington State, and it too can be your summer house wine. Because we all have characteristics on our house wine. Now, granted, when you come to my house, you will always drink well with Chardonnay and Champagne. The rest of it is just going to be passable. It's going to be stuff that is meant to be consumed in bulk. It's going to be meant to consume, not to sit there, not to sniff, not to swirl, but for you to ask me for a second glass and a third glass and then for me eventually to find you a bedroom or a ride home. It is to consume and laugh and drink. I know everybody thinks coming to my house would be a challenge, but ultimately, it is always about the experience. It's about the people that gather, and I never want the focal point to be on the wine.
Just so people can get a visual here, if I were to walk into your house right now, how many different bottles of wine would I find? How much do you have in the house right now? Come on, honestly.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Maybe 100 bottles.
100 bottles of wine?
Maybe.
How much Chardonnay? What percentage?
No, actually, what's interesting is right now, today, maybe 5%.
Really?
It's been a really long 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
been a really long 6 weeks. It's been a bottle a night kind of thing. And I've been just a little busy and I've been traveling, so I haven't had time to restock my cellars.
Okay.
But no, 100 bottles, that's about it, give or take.
I would have guessed more Chardonnay, but that's okay.
No, ordinarily it's 50-50 in the house.
Okay.
Actually, it's 50-40-10. It's 50% Chardonnay, 40% red, and 10% Sauvignon Blanc. All of my really good girlfriends have decided they like Sauvignon Blanc this summer.
Yeah.
So I let them have their one little bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, then they switch over to Chardonnay.
Okay, just curious.
But see, actually, the fact you're asking that question ties in and gets us back on point to writing the perfect wine list. Now, if Laura Lawson wrote her perfect wine list, yes, it would be 50% Chardonnay, 40% some kind of red, and 10% Sauvignon Blanc, Champagne, other. But it is not Laura Lawson's world. I've been trying to make it Laura Lawson's world for a very, very long time, and no one seems to cooperate with that idea. But what would be your ideal list? You were supposed to be thinking about that while I did the recommendations. I hope you have emailed or texted me as to what you have come up with. But when you look day in and day out, all you have to do is go into restaurants today and look at the tomes they hand you. You know, we discussed the fact that they can be intimidating. Susan Harris was on talking about don't give control of the wine list to anybody. Why do we keep making this difficult? Why do we keep making it books? Because ultimately, I think if we polled you, and hopefully I'll get results, we'd find out that there's just probably a magic formula to writing a wine list that would appeal to you, that would appeal to everybody. So as we get into that and look at it, there's two really interesting stories this week, too, that will tie into the grandiose scheme of things. One has to do with our beloved chef, Charlie Trotter, and the other one has to do with the idea of the world's priciest wine list. And it's interesting when you look at those two things in perspective of what we're going to discuss, you realize how out of bounds a lot of these wine programs have gotten, how out of bounds a lot of things have been. So we're really excited about today's show. Like I said, we have David Minnick from Willowcrest, and we are going to take a quick break before we get into absolutely analyzing your favorite wine list.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
As you listen to this, a limited amount of premium wine is being sold up to 70% off with free shipping, and you're missing it. Get to a computer or your smartphone right now and check out Wine Still Sold Out, better known as WTSO.com. It's free to sign up with great wines, great prices, free shipping. You have absolutely nothing to lose. It's 100% guaranteed. As a family-owned business, WTSO prides itself on providing its customers only exceptional wines one at a time until sold out. Visit WTSO.com right now before the deal is gone.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. Call National Foreclosure Defense right now at 800-516-3405, 800-516-3405. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call right now. 800-516-3405, 800-516-3405. Call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now. 800-516-3405.
So you're sitting in your car or truck in traffic and it seems to be running fine right now, but how do you know it will tomorrow, this afternoon? Can you afford to miss that meeting or family event? Don't risk it. Z-Max it. Z-Max is the engine performance product that makes a good engine oil great and gives you the assurance your vehicle will keep running smooth and strong day after day, year after year. Why wouldn't you ride with Z-Max? Get Z-Max at your local retail parts store now or log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner near you. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine.
Guess what that song's called? Yeah.
And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind.
And you know what that song's called? That song is called Little Old Wine Drinker Me by Dean Martin.
You know what, Kent? Do you know what I ascribe my life to?
What is that?
I surmise it in one sentence. A day where nothing is learned is wasted. Yeah,
that's exactly right. And today is not that day.
No, it's not.
That's right.
I should have stayed in bed if that's what I was going to learn today. Welcome back to The Wine Crush. Laura Lawson, Kent Bernhardt doing our best to entertain you today. So we are looking at wine lists, but we're looking at it from your point of view. We want to know what makes an ideal wine list for you. Let me talk about two things that are not the ideal wine list for me. The first was an interesting article in Stuff.com out of New Zealand, written by John Mariani. I don't know if it's a John Mariani, a Banffy, but it very well could be. But what he's doing is he's commenting in the article about how he had dinner at Ariel in New York. And in doing so, he talked to the sommelier and talked about what was selling. And the sommelier says, I'll sell four or five $370, $600 bottles every night. Above $600, a couple bottles per month. For wines $1,250 and up, Americans don't order many. But I keep them for my South American and Chinese clientele. So basically, you're littering your wine list with expensive bottles that you don't expect the general public to buy. So you're taking up real estate and taking up their time, knowing that 90% of these people are not going to purchase it. The article goes on to say many restaurants create huge trophy wine lists for prestige, hoping to join the 75 restaurant holding the Wine Spectator's Grand Award. I understand that. There are people on this planet who go to these huge, wonderful restaurants that have the 60,000 bottle, the 30,000 bottle, the 800-page wine list for the experience of seeing all these wines in one place. But what percentage of the population is that? What percentage of the population? The article goes on and discusses about a different sommelier at Commander's Palace. And the gentleman from Commander's Palace says, in our slowest month, August and September, we hold our Grape Nut Sale with 150 bottles at half price, which helps us to manage our inventory. Okay. So we realize that we have to have a sale to manage our inventory. If we just went with a core wine list, if we went with something basic, if we went with something fresh, if we went with something that wouldn't be all tied up with all this dollars and all this emotion, all this ego, wouldn't everyone be happier in the long run? Or let me go back. Maybe the 1% of the population who go out to dine for the $6,000 bottles of Romani Conti would not be amused. But do we really make our business off that? I don't know. So call me, 877-4CRUSH-1. Email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com, and let me know what makes a perfect wine list to you. Now, since I don't have access to your phone calls right now, of course, I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you what makes a perfect wine list for me. I know we're going to have some disagreements. I think, ultimately, there should be a wine list in every restaurant with a core of 40 items. That's what it comes down to. Have your core of 40. It may be all you carry, it may be all you have, but bottom line is, at least you have these offerings. 15 whites, 25 red. Yes, I am a realist. I realize it can't be the other way around and be 25 Chardonnay and 15 reds. But if you do 15 whites and 25 reds on every wine list you pick up, you cover the basics. You cover sparkling. You cover Chardonnay. You cover Sauvignon Blanc. You cover a white blend, Cab Merlot, Pinot, Zinfandel, Red Blend, Malbec, and then you have by the glass offerings. 40-bottle wine list can make everybody happy. And what's fun is you take it from there. You let the 40 be your baseline, and then you start adding regional, fun, cool, trendy, happening things. Because if I created all the world's wine list and it were up to me to do it, every single wine list would have a section on it, cool stuff you haven't probably tried but should. And that 10-bottle section, it would change every 2 or 3 days, constantly. Now, let's face facts. We all have our favorite restaurants, whether it's the corner diner, whether it's a sports bar down the street, whether it's a little bistro, whether it's a little cafe. Now, we get to a point where we don't pick up the menu anymore, do we? We walk in. Hopefully, if we go there once or twice a week, we already know what's on the menu. Someone will tell us a special. But when that starts happening with a wine list, you have a problem. If you aren't engaging, if the consumer's not picking up the wine list and looking for something new and different, if you aren't given a reason to look at it, why should you? It just takes away from your dining experience. But if you put this little segment on there, cool stuff I should try, whether it's a Gruner, a Viognier, a Tannat, a Rioja, an Entre Deux Mers, Rosé, Grenache, you accomplish 3 things on this wine list. 1, you engage people in the dining experience. Oh, let's see what cool new things they have today. 2, you turn people on to something they haven't experienced. You educate somebody. Like we went back with Kent earlier. They too could have a day that wasn't wasted because they learned something. 3, you don't have to carry a lot of inventory. If you don't have a lot of inventory, you don't have a lot of overhead. If you don't have a lot of overhead, guess what you can do? Reduce your cost. What does that do? It makes the consumers happy. So I want everyone thinking about this. I want everyone to come up with their perfect wine list. When we get to the close, I will certainly run down what I think should be on the perfect wine list. But again, we haven't had an interactive show in a while. I want your thoughts. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com. We're going to take a quick break right here, but when we get back, we'll have Mr. David Minnick of Willowcrest joining us to talk about his experience in the wineries and the wine world. As you listen to this, a limited amount of premium wine is being sold up to 70% off with free shipping, and you're missing it. Get to a computer or your smartphone right now and check out Wine Still Sold Out, better known as WTSO.com. It's free to sign up with great wines, great prices, free shipping. You have absolutely nothing to lose. It's 100% guaranteed. As a family-owned business, WTSO prides itself on providing its customers only exceptional wines one at a time until sold out. Visit WTSO.com right now before the deal is gone.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
And in math, I learned that I'm trash. The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
We're back with more of The Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out. WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Right now, we have a man with a very, very diverse background with a lot of great titles. We have Mr. David Minnick. He is the founder and winemaker for Willowcrest, but he is also the vice president of Vineyard and Operations for Precept Brands. David, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you.
I have looked forward to having you on the show all day. You are actually one of the organized people, and I got a bio on you. And I got to read your bio, and although all the wine stuff sounds interesting, hobbies and interests, motorcycles, great wine, and good vodka. You're a man after my own heart.
Yeah, no, it's you have to end the day with vodka, that's for sure.
I like the way. Now, look, most winemakers are going to advocate beer, so you're definitely tipping the balance on this one.
Less carbs. I'm carb friendly.
All right, fair enough. Well, Mr. David Minnick, the founder and winemaker of Willowcrest, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of lowdown on who you are and what Willowcrest is?
Well, I'm a third-generation farmer, second-generation grape farmer. So my family planted wine grapes in 1982. I was 15 years old, so all I've ever done is grow grapes. And I started making wine in 1995. With the Willowcrest label, started off with Pinot Gris, one of the first persons in Washington State to make Pinot Gris.
Outstanding.
And in 2008, I partnered with Precept Wine Brands, and life is really good.
It is very good. Now, I've got to ask, all right, number one, I love the fact that you didn't say you're a third-generation wine grower. You didn't say you're a third-generation winemaker. You come right out and say you're a third-generation farmer. You are a man of the earth. You're a man of the dirt. It just happens to be that you grow grapes. How did you get from... Go ahead.
Okay. I said, you know, the wine industry in the state of Washington is only 30 years old. So, my grandparents were, you know, row crop farmers. They weren't wine grapes wasn't a big thing when they were around, so...
So at least this is something you picked up along the lines. Now, it's always great to get a chance to talk to someone like you who... knows the dirt, who knows the soil, who can look at a plant and tell you exactly what's wrong with it. How hard was it for you to make the transition between being the guy who's out in the field and knowing everything there is about the vine to all of a sudden being inside the lab and being inside making the wine? How did that transition go for you, and what did you learn first?
You know, for me, winemaking is don't get in the way of what we did out in the vineyard. So, you know, we do all the work in the vineyard, and the winery is a way to express what we do there, but, you know, on a minimalist approach. So, you know, I try not to, you know, to interfere with the grapes too much. Probably the most difficult things to learn was, you know, the biology of it and sanitation. Sanitation is key. So, you know, the white wine facility that we operate is almost as clean as a operating lab. Very, very sanitary, very clean. So those are key things to white wine.
Well, looking at that, all right, you were the first, but what made you decide to plant Pinot Gris? What made you wake up one day and say, hey, this is a great idea, I'm going to plant 16 rows of this?
You know, it's been an early fall break down Seaside or Cannon Beach, Oregon, and there's a wine shop there that had an Oregon Pinot Gris, and I'd never tasted it before. I was 25 years old, and I thought, wow, I want to do this. We had Chardonnay, Merlot, and Cab planted on our farm, Riesling, Gewürztraminer. Everybody was making those wines, but no one was making Pinot Gris, and I just wanted to be a little bit different.
Did you start out small, or did you just dive head in?
First vintage of 1,000 cases.
That is not starting out small. For something that's unheard of, not for a grape you weren't familiar with. I bet you were just like a proud father, though, hovering over these grapes, not really sure how they were going to grow. Were you sweating it out, watching how the Pinot Gris was going to take?
You know, no, that was the easy part. Selling is where I got a little sweat.
You and I definitely have a lot different philosophies. Selling it, not a problem. Don't make me sit there and worry. Oh, God, is that a yellow leaf? That might be a yellow leaf. Oh, wait, that grape doesn't look quite right. I'd have a nervous breakdown doing what you do.
Yeah, it's been raining all day here, and I'm really not worried about the wine grapes. We're diversified, so we have cherries. I'm a little more worried about the cherries today, but the wine grapes will dry out soon, so.
Eventually. Actually, it's one of those things. Where are you in the growing of the grapes in Washington State right now? What stage are we in?
We're just tail end of bloom. So bloom is just finishing up. Berries are starting to set and size.
So you're in good shape. All you really have to worry about is a bad hailstorm. Other than that, you'll be fine.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're probably about 10 days ahead of normal. So that means, you know, it's better than being behind. So
it's always better than being behind. I live my life like that. Well, question for you. Again, going back to this, obviously, Willowcrest, it's something that you are passionate about. It is your land, it is your grapes, it is your juice, it is yours put all the way together. But you got to that point. You said, obviously, if you planted the Pinot Gris in 95, dealing in 2013, you have to have seen Washington State grow so much. What can you say that you've seen? What are some advantages? What are some disadvantages? What's been your sideline view of all this?
You know, I think Washington State has balanced wines, and I use this little analogy a lot when I'm out selling wine. So we have a balance of acidity, we have a balance of fruit, alcohol, mouthfeel. Those things are all in balance. There's not one of those out of balance or one more or less than the others. And that's really helpful with food wines. You need nice acidity to carry that food to your palate. You need a nice acidity for that wine not to taste cloyingly sweet. You need nice acidity to make the fruit bright and refreshing. I get accused, or some people say, oh, your Pinot Gris is too sweet. I go, really? It's only 0.6 residual sugar. You know, there's famous California Chardonnays that are 1.2, you know, so it's the perception of sweetness because the acidity has brought the fruit flavors up front.
Well, it makes sense because it's in balance. You get all of it. It's not flabby. Yep. It's not over-earthy. You don't have an over-minerality because everything is flashing on the tongue and the palate at the same time.
Exactly. And it just makes a very well-balanced wine. And I think that's what makes Washington wines great. And I think it's what makes the Yakima Valley, where I'm at, a little cooler climate, makes great white wines, great acidity levels.
I couldn't even begin to disagree. I love the ones from Yakima. Well, question for you too. I always have fun talking to farmers. I like people who aren't pretentious. I like people who say it's very, very down to earth. When you're looking, is it hard for you with farming in your blood to look around at some of the newcomers to your area and not look at them and say you're doing it wrong?
You know, I've done both. I've seen guys, and I've gave them suggestions and ideas, and they don't do it. And I say, okay, fine. And then I do get frustrated sometimes when a new guy comes in and it took 30 years to get to where we're at, and we had to learn everything the hard way. So they have the benefit of our mistakes. So
they have the benefit
It's a fun industry. So I enjoy all my neighbors and all my friends.
Well, that's an advantage, and it's good about Washington. I know that some of your friends in California and some friends down in South America, they see a lot of people who are coming on as the Me Toos, and that they are putting their time in, they're putting grapes in, and then putting out quality of wine that probably isn't up to your standard. So fortunately, I think you have a good handle on that. Hey, Dave, we got to take a quick break right here. When we get back from the commercial, we'd love to talk to you a little bit more about Willowcrest and perhaps get you to talk a precept a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Hey, small break here on The Crush. When we return, we will have more of David Minnick, the founder and winemaker of Willowcrest.
We'll have more of The Wine Crush, presented by WTSO.com.
As you listen to this, a limited amount of premium wine is being sold up to 70% off with free shipping, and you're missing it. Get to a computer or your smartphone right now and check out Wine Still Sold Out, better known as WTSO.com. It's free to sign up with great wines, great prices, free shipping. You have absolutely nothing to lose. It's 100% guaranteed. As a family-owned business, WTSO prides itself on providing its customers only exceptional wines one at a time until sold out. Visit WTSO.com right now before the deal is gone.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-566-6713. That's 1-800-566-6713. 1-800-566-6713.
Hear that? That's an engine running with Z-Max. Z-Max delivers ultimate engine performance you can hear and feel every time you drive. With Z-Max in your tank, you'll experience a smoother running, more powerful, better protected engine. And you'll see big savings from improved gas mileage. Take it from Max. Nothing works like Z-Max. Log on to ZMAX.com today and find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wine Still Sold Out at WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Right now, we're digging in the dirt a little bit with David Minnick, the founder and winemaker for Willowcrest. David, are you still with us?
Well, I am.
All right. Glad you are still here on the show, because I just still have all kind of questions for you. In the first segment, we covered about Willowcrest. We talked about what you're doing, how you're doing it exclusively, and how I still think it's fascinating that you're the first person to plant Pinot Gris in Washington State. It's just got to be so rewarding to look around and see everybody else who has jumped on and who's helped building that reputation.
Yeah, you know, it's a fun grape, and excuse me, it does very well here. So I think Oregon had tried to lay claim to it for a long time, but, you know, Washington do it too.
I think they'll still fight you for it. Now, of course, I personally absolutely adore a man who's only going to do white wine. There is just something absolutely fantastic about it. But you know people are turning around. You're in Washington State. When are we going to see Syrah? When will we see Merlot? When will we see Cab? Are there going to be red wines coming to Willowcrest?
You know, we do make a small amount of Cab Franc and Syrah, mostly tasting room only, a little tiny bit of distribution. But for large-scale distribution, we're focusing on aromatical whites. So Pinot Gris, Riesling, a new Muscat Canelli in 2012, and a Sauvignon Blanc in 2012.
So, oh, a Sauvignon Blanc.
Sticking with aromatical whites, Yakima Valley Estate Fruit.
A Sauvignon Blanc from Yakima. That's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. And before we get off this, I got to ask you, especially with your background of farming, especially with your background on the grapes, what do you have hiding in your cellar? What is your pet project? You know you have one. You have those couple barrels over in a corner. What are they and why are you doing it?
I have an orange wine, so I fermented Pinot Gris. I couldn't quite do it like the Italians in 12 or 10 months, but I did 3 months on the skins. It's in barrel right now, so the jury is out if it'll turn out or not. So that's my little pet project for the year.
That is going to be fantastic. I want to try that. I love the Italian version, so hopefully that would be great. You could start a whole cottage industry out of Washington State with orange wine. So
yeah, it's definitely it's a unique taste, unique flavor profile. So
you either like it or you don't. I think the public's ready for orange wine. I think they'd like to try it and experience it. So doing what you do at Willowcrest, you also have an alter ego. You are the vice president of vineyard operations for Precept Brands. Now, Precept,
correct,
for our listeners, if they don't know it, Precept is the colossus of Washington State. I don't know. What word would you use to define Precept?
That's a good question.
Okay, let me scratch that.
I guess you know we are the Northwest largest family owned wine company is what we like to tell people. Other than that, it's a company that makes a lot of wine, sells wine, and has a lot of fun doing it.
It is, without a doubt. Precept has more. It was funny. I was trying to do it off the top of my head. I was trying to list all the brands that are behind Precept and everything they're involved with. And I had a nice lengthy list. I got it to about 15. And when I realized I had missed about 16 of them, I thought, we best skip that. But Precept, to me, does some of the best wines coming out of the Northwest. I love their Washington State wines. I'm a fan of Waterbrook, without a doubt. In fact, I've used Waterbrook as a wine recommendation several times, and actually it just clicked with me. The wine I used today was Precept. I used Steakhouse Cabernet as a wine recommendation. So Precept has something for everybody. But what's it like to be a vice president of vineyard operations for that many vineyards?
Oh, you know, I love my job. Every morning I get up, I don't dread going to work, and I enjoy my day. Getting back in the vineyards is just, it's just, you know, kind of where my heart and my passion are. So, and it's fun to get to play with. We have three of the vineyards in our portfolio, probably, I would say, definitely some of the prettiest vineyards in Washington State, and probably could rank some of the prettiest vineyards in the world. And I love showing those. I give tours to different wine writers and people almost weekly, and that's probably the best part of my job, is I get to share the beauty of the vineyards that I control with someone else.
Well, that, and you get to come to work in boots, come to work in jeans. You can honestly say to people, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to be out in this vineyard and there's just no cell phone reception. You have a dream job. You realize that.
That happens all the time. In fact, I'm sitting next to the shop right now in my pickup because I know my cell phone works here. So.
I like the way you think. Well, what does a vice president of operations of vineyards do? What do you do day in and day out?
You know, we have a couple jobs. We have some vineyards I directly farm. I farm about 1,000 acres directly, so everything goes through me, from, you know, the workers, all the purchasing, payroll. I'm a direct link to me. The rest of the company vineyards are managed by other managers, and I just oversee, you know, them, some of the decisions we make. And I'm the kind of go-between our different wineries and winemakers in the vineyards. So
with
I travel a lot.
with as many products as you have, with as many lines as you have, with as many wines as you represent, do you ever feel like you're playing mediator? Someone over at Waterbrook might look at a certain section of Cabernet and say, oh, I really like that, I'd like to do that. But the person over at House Wine says, no, you can't have it, that's mine. Do you ever have to mediate battles?
No, everything we have is pretty well defined. And once in a while, if we get a new project or a new vineyard in, but most of the time the winemakers are all, you know, there's a lot of good give and take. So I don't have to be too much, but I'm definitely the conduit that helps get all that put together.
And it's got to be good for you and your winemakers and Precept got to be happy. Obviously, being a winemaker of your own right and growing the vines, I would imagine they pretty much trust whatever you suggest.
Most times, I mean, some winemakers have their different philosophies and ideas, and I try to incorporate that into their, you know, into the products we're in the grapes we're giving them. So, a couple of vineyards are new to me in the last 2 years, so I've been working with the winemakers and, you know, getting what they want, how they want it, tweaking it maybe if they want it differently. So,
have you had to deal with any of them wanting the wines or wanting the grapes that you're putting into Willowcrest?
Willowcrest is 100% estate.
Okay.
So it gets first, and then whatever's left goes to the project. So.
All right. Well, good. At least we know you.
Willowcrest wins the battle because it's an estate vineyard. So.
Fair enough. Well, listen, the show you're on today is actually a show talking about consumers writing a wine list. You know, we've had past shows where we've been discussing, you know, how wine lists are written, why they're written, what faults we find in written wine list. But today we're talking about everybody's dream team wine list. If they could write a list, if they could put something together, what would be must-haves and what would they like to see different? So I'm going to put you on the spot, David. If you had to write the David Minnick wine list, what would be the one must-have varietal on that wine list?
Chardonnay.
Now, I was expecting you to say Pinot Gris. Now I know you're definitely a man after my own heart. Definitely a person, as I'm the Chardonnay guzzling diva. You definitely have a friend in the wine crush.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I love a full-bodied, oaky, buttery Chardonnay, and I think wine lists are missing it lately. So, yes, I love Willowcrest Pinot Gris. It should be on every wine list. But if you ask me what I miss on a wine list is a good full body Chardonnay.
I knew I love you. You admitted from the front you're a farmer and you're a Chardonnay drinker. Well, David, thank you very much for being part of the crush today. Hopefully all of our listeners will check out the website. We'll have a link to Willowcrest Winery on there. And looking forward to talking to you later and perhaps hearing how the orange wine adventure went.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to take another quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up our wine list study and see what we have in upcoming shows.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
As you listen to this, a limited amount of premium wine is being sold up to 70% off with free shipping, and you're missing it. Get to a computer or your smartphone right now and check out Wine Still Sold Out, better known as WTSO.com. It's free to sign up with great wines, great prices, free shipping. You have absolutely nothing to lose. It's 100% guaranteed. As a family-owned business, WTSO prides itself on providing its customers only exceptional wines one at a time until sold out. Visit WTSO.com right now before the deal is gone.
Yards may be the cause of your mesothelioma asbestos lung cancer. You may not want to think about it, but you need to consider how to protect and care for your family. And the $18 billion trust has been set up to help mesothelioma lung cancer patients do exactly that. Let us help you take care of your family if you are not able to work any longer. To find out exactly how you may qualify to receive funds for your family, call now for a free mesothelioma lung cancer information packet.
800-215-6814, 800-215-6814, 800-215-6814, 800-215-6814. Danziger, Delano Attorneys, Houston.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $1,232.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way Rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at shopyourway.com. Subject to full program terms, available at shopyourway.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush, and I guess I have a new crush myself, Mr. David Minnick of Willowcrest and Precept, a man who unprompted said that a wine list had to have big oaky Chardonnays. The man who introduced Pinot Gris to Washington State said a Chardonnay, big oaky, has to be on a wine list. What more could I ask for in a man? But that's just it, and that's what we have looked at today. And again, please let me know what your dream wine list is and what it consists of. Call me, 877-4CRUSH1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Because as you heard me say, a core wine list should always be 40 bottles. I don't think there's any reason to have more than 200 bottles on the wine list. You can't keep up. You cannot keep up as a restaurateur. You cannot keep up as a consumer. And what happens is you wind up with wine stockpiled and forgotten. And that does not do any good for the wine. It does not do any good for the consumer. And it does not do anything good for you. As we will end on this story, everyone's beloved Charlie Trotter is presently being sued by 2 wine collectors for selling a phony bottle of wine. In June, 2 collectors went to Charlie Trotter's and wanted to purchase a wine. They paid $46,227 for a 45 Romani Conti. They took it to have appraised. The appraiser said, nope, this isn't really a Romani Conti. And now they are going to sue Trotter for $75,000 because they say their bottle's not authentic and not worth anything. 3 things come from this with regards to today's show. Number one, the bottle shouldn't have been there that long. It shouldn't have been stored. It never should have been in question. Number 2, you have to worry about the origin, where it came from. Number 3, if you're in a situation where you're at a wine list and looking and have a $45,000 bottle of wine, my suggestion is try and find someplace else. As always here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told. But most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.